This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, February 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Streamlining farm worker housing. Again. Workers join card check suit and Senate ready to vote on Kennedy and Rollins. Ag chairs seek to streamline farm worker housing. The legislature will once again consider expanding farm worker housing this year. Assemblymember Ag Chair Esmeralda Sarias filed a measure to exempt permitting requirements under the California Environmental Quality Act for Fresno, Madera, and Merced counties. The exemption would extend to a 15-mile radius around farms and grazing lands. The Merced-based Democrat said this approach would expand the supply of low-cost housing for farm workers. The district bill has the backing of the Firebaum mayor and the Merced County supervisor. Remember, last year, Assemblymember Gail Halloran of Santa Cruz successfully pitched a CEQA exemption for farm worker housing in her district. Governor Gavin Newsom also signed a measure to open temporary farm worker housing centers year-round. Yet, former Assemblymember Carlos Villaputa of Stockton attempted a bill to expedite on-farm housing, failed to get it out of committee. Farm workers join Wonderful in UFW lawsuit. Last year, the Wonderful Company filed a lawsuit against the Agricultural Labor Relations Board over its decision to certify a United Farm Workers petition at its Watsco nursery. The company claimed the union misled workers into signing ballot cards under the state's new and controversial card check system. Now 20 of those workers have filed a motion to intervene in the lawsuit. The National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, providing free legal aid to the farm workers. Foundation President Mark Mick said, the employees are fighting UFW lawyers along with the full weight of California's top-down draconian labor policy. He argues card check enables union bosses to, quote, sweep workers under their control, have the government impose union dues over the objection of workers and businesses. Trump says reciprocal tariff announcement coming this week. President Donald Trump said Friday he would likely announce reciprocal tariffs on U.S. trading partners this week. Asked during the press conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba whether he would impose new duties on Japan, the president said categorically we're going to have tariffs. Trump said that he would hold a meeting Monday or Tuesday on a new reciprocal tariff where a country pays so much or charges us so much and we do the same. The announcement would likely come in a later news conference, Trump said. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Dismantling of U.S. aid halted temporarily, but catches innovation labs. A federal judge is slowing down the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols sided with federal unions on Friday, stopping the administration's attempt to put 2,500 workers on administrative leave in all. The plans are to slash U.S. aid from 14,000 workers to fewer than 300. The judge said the workers would suffer irreparable harm. Innovation labs are a victim. The Trump administration's efforts to essentially eliminate U.S. aid and halt foreign aid have ensnared Feed the Future Innovation Labs at U.S. land-grant universities. The Soybean Innovation Lab at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign will close April 15th because of a cessation of U.S. aid funding, lab director Peter Goldsmith said on LinkedIn. Today I had to let go of a staff of 30, Goldsmith said, February 8th. These individuals are not only unique experts in the field of tropical soybean, but also close colleagues and friends who are now unexpectedly out of work. The land-grant system now loses 19 crown jewel innovation labs across 17 states that delivered high and measurable impact on very little investment. In addition, said Goldsmith, quote, U.S. soybean farmers lose one of their best tools to expand their markets and U.S. standards globally. By the way, The economic benefits of the Innovation Lab investment over the past 40 years, at least $8.4 billion, eight times total program costs, the Association of Public Land-Grant Universities said in a fact sheet. A partial analysis of the return on investment of the ILs indicate that 80% of the benefits go to individuals with incomes under $5.50 a day. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate action set for RFK Jr., Rollins. Senate GOP leaders have teed up action on five more nominations, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be Secretary of Health and Human Services and Brooke Rollins to be Secretary of Agriculture. Now, the Rollins nomination is not said to be controversial, but as for Kennedy, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has become an outspoken supporter of him despite his continued criticism of conventional agriculture. Marshall is expressing confidence that Kennedy will be confirmed as well. Johnson, timing for budget resolution may slip again. House Republicans continue struggling to agree on a blueprint for spending and tax cuts. Speaker Mike Johnson told Fox News yesterday that a budget resolution may not be ready for committee action this week, but he insisted that the GOP was, quote, very, very close to a deal. We're going to do a budget committee markup this week. We might push it a little bit further because the details really matter. Johnson also defended the House GOP's one-bill approach to enacting President Trump's policy priorities. Now, keep in mind, Senate Republicans are sticking with a two-step approach. The Senate Budget Committee has scheduled 2 days of meetings this week to consider its FY25 budget resolution, which will be focused on increasing spending for border security and the military. Tax cuts will be left for later. Now, for more on this week's agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead at www.agripulse.com. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.